Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
A few years ago, when Jade Lozada was in high school, she was given a task to think about how climate change has impacted her life. It was something up until that moment she hadn't considered because she was never really a science person.
Absolutely not. Actually, in high school, I really had a connection to writing.
After some thought, 18-year-old Lozada realized she could use her writing as a form of activism. She sat down and wrote a poem about the changing climate in her hometown of New York City titled The Worst Crime. Here she is reading an excerpt.
The worst crime I know men have committed is to turn nature into an oppressor.
Jade Lozada wrote this searing poem after participating in a program called Girls Write Now, a writing and mentoring nonprofit that encourages Gen Zers to use the power of the pen to enact change.
I have been thinking about my relationship with an environment that does not seem so obvious to the effects of climate change. As someone who was born and raised in the city and never really left to go hiking or camping or things like that, my connection is really to this built environment, not something that is just natural to Earth.
Lozada's generation, known as Gen Zers, are actually some of the most passionate activists behind climate change movements that center social justice. Jade Lozada, along with another participant in Girls Right Now, 17-year-old climate justice activist Jayola Reed, recently joined us to talk about their newfound activism. Reed is from the South Bronx, an area often described as Asthma Alley, where the risk of pediatric asthma rates are 8 times higher than the national average. She began by telling me how she began to put together the impacts of climate change on her family and friends.
So I was always aware of the climate crisis because of the media attention that it had earned. It was actually Friday, September 20th in 2019 that a couple of friends and I had attended the climate strike in Manhattan. So then it had led me to do a lot of research, and next thing I knew, I was educating my mother, my friends, and basically anyone who would listen to me about the environmental inequality that, as a result of our socioeconomic status as Bronx residents, we're being subjected to. So although I had lived in the Bronx my whole life, I wasn't explicitly aware of everything that was going on here and the things that were going on for decades, the pollution, the asthma rates, the waste inequity. Somehow it wasn't discussed in schools. I didn't get any proper education on it. So I was really happy when I was able to find out on my own and educate others and then eventually start organizing.
Jayola, what were the conversations like with your parents and really educating them and those you love, like your friends? What were their responses when you start bringing up issues like climate change?
Yeah, so there was at first a huge, I would say, state of like anger, because a lot of us were just upset at the fact that the system truly had failed us, particularly the education system. The fact that they were able to get away with subjecting us to all of this pollution in our own neighborhood and yet not even have a proper lesson about why it's there and who the culprits are. It was very shocking and it was very disappointing that we were so ignorant to this problem that we were dealing with on such a large scale. But after that anger, we were able to get to work, which was really exciting because now my parents are more civically engaged. I definitely, although I'm not old enough to vote yet, I am participating in a lot of civic engagement activities. And we're looking at the officials in our local Bronx area, and we're starting to hold them accountable. We're starting to advocate for people who are running campaigns that will address some of the issues that we're having in the Bronx in terms of our climate. And it's really exciting to see the way that we were able to transition from that, you know, state and phase of just anger and disappointment and shock to a state of being willing to work and now actually advocate for the demands that we need met.
You feel empowered. That's what I'm hearing from you, is that you feel empowered that you actually can impart change in some way. Jayola, what are some of the ways that your parents have gotten involved?
Yeah, so there are June primaries in New York City where we vote for our local officials. And I think that, you know, my parents were under the impression, like a lot of people are, that your local officials, they don't hold as much power as, say, the president does. But in reality, a lot of the policies that are being passed in your neighborhood that directly affect the policing in your neighborhoods, the zoning in your neighborhood, everything that has to do with any issue that may occur there is really directly put into place and addressed by your local official. So that means your mayor, that means the New York City comptroller, that means the city council representatives. And so those are people that my parents had maybe overlooked in the past, and they didn't really understand the importance of going out to the polls in June and actually researching these candidates, deciding if they represent those same values and voting for them. It was just something that wasn't a practice. And then after letting them know about the current state that we're living in terms of our climate, and more specifically how the climate crisis doesn't affect us all equally, and unfortunately Bronx residents are getting some of the worst end of this all, they decided that the best way for them to be activists in their own way, because there's so many ways that you can be, but they decided that for them that would be civic engagement. When I let them know the effects of politics on the climate, they did all that they could, and they will be voting in these June primaries, which is very, very exciting, because the people that they vote for are the same people that I'm actually campaigning for. So everything just kind of came around full circle, and I'm just so happy for them to be a part of this and experiencing it.
Jay, this sounds familiar to you as well. You've had conversations with your parents too.
Yeah, I have, and I don't think I have yet been as successful as Jayola. I think my parents are definitely less civically engaged, although they do try to be a little bit more aware of climate change and generally what's going on in the city.
Jade, going from being a demonstrator, you were part of these huge youth-led climate strikes in New York a couple of years ago, to now the kind of work that you're doing now, you feel like you don't necessarily like that form of activism anymore. Why is that, and what did you learn from that experience?
In contrast to what Jayola was saying and her takeaway from the strike where it actually empowered her, I felt like for me as an organizer, it was more of a facade of empowerment, but behind it, I was really feeling that I wasn't making a huge contribution and that the dynamic between the organizers could get really competitive and egotistical. And a lot of the things that we were doing, including like media opportunities and things like that, really involved our ego more than I think some of like our desire to like amplify the message that we were supposed to be sending out. And I would be lying if I said that my ego didn't play a part in it either. When the strike ended and we kind of had to face this new territory of there is no event to revolve our whole lives and egos around anymore, I really had to consider how much I had gained from that and what kind of person it made me. But even on a less deep and introspective level, I knew that I just didn't have the personality to get out on the streets and yell into a megaphone and speak all the time about the issue. It was extremely exhausting for someone like introverted like me, and I just didn't feel like myself.
You bring up an interesting point, because I'm thinking about other young people like you, or just folks who are interested in becoming civically active, but maybe they don't see themselves as someone who's out on the street as part of demonstrations. You've been able to find another way. How would you suggest others who want to tell their own personal stories and also be a part of this effort get started?
That's a great question. I think that when we consider youth activism, we focus so much on that form, really being out on the street and loud about it. But that doesn't play to everyone's strengths, though there's a role in the movement for everyone. I think that it is a combination of being really true to who you are and how you would like to contribute and what kind of work you want to be spending your time on, as well as finding out what is your personal connection to climate change. And climate change is such an intricate issue that intersects with a ton of other social justice issues that may be more obvious and seemingly pertinent to your life. I think you just have to investigate those connections to find where it is that it intersects with climate change and use that as your fuel for your specific role in the movement.
Jayola Reed is 17 and Jade Lozada is 18. They are both climate justice activists in New York City, and both will be starting college in the fall. Thank you both for taking the time to talk with us.
Thank you so much for having us.